USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump predicted it would happen, and now a lawsuit's been filed by 16 states suing his administration for his declaration of a national emergency over funding for a southern border wall. It's being led by California's Attorney General, Democrat Xavier Becerra, who says it's harmful to the U.S. military and its personnel.
There's also military money that goes to installations, military installations, where our men and women in uniform and their families reside. Taking that away hurts California families that are in the military.
Becerra speaking on Fox News. White House officials claim they can move that money around without actually hurting the military or any of its members. Reports are Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is going to resign in the middle of next month. An announcement about a possible replacement for him could come as soon as later this week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Emergency crews rescuing over a dozen people from a SeaWorld gondola ride over Mission Bay in San Diego last night. 16 people had to be pulled from the ride and lowered into boats. The problem started when a gust of wind tripped a circuit breaker that caused that ride to stop moving. Just getting word that U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has announced he is going to run for president in 2020. A winter storm will soon be affecting the nation's east, as we hear from John Clemens.
That freezing rain is causing a moderate risk of flash flooding, while sections of Pennsylvania could get 6 to 10 inches of snow. David Roth is a forecaster at the Severe Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland.
Our forecast is still for a significant amount of freezing rain along the Virginia-West Virginia border, and also for heavy snow for eastern West Virginia, western Virginia, northwest Maryland, and southern Pennsylvania. We're still calling for 6 to 10 inches of snow.
USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Chicago police still want to talk with Empire actor Jussie Smollett. His spokesman saying last night that the actor's attorneys are keeping up an active dialogue with cops on his behalf. Police reportedly investigating whether the actor paid two associates from the program to stage his own assault. Smollett saying he was attacked last month by two men who made racist and homophobic comments and put a noose around his neck. In the past couple of days, Smollett has said he was outraged at the suggestion that it was all a hoax. A small-town Alabama newspaper editor says the nation would be better off if the Ku Klux Klan would just clean out Washington, D.C. He's named Goodloe Sutton, and he edits the Democrat Reporter in Linden, about 2 hours west of Montgomery. In an editorial published on Valentine's Day, he called for the Klan to, quote, night ride again against Democrats in the Republican Party and Democrats who are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. And the U.S. sailor kissing a nurse to celebrate the end of World War II in an iconic photograph has died. The Providence Journal reports George Mendonza died in Middletown, Rhode Island, back on Sunday. He only came forward to speak about him being the one in that photograph decades after it happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.